But then, you know, as you got older and got familiar with the game, you'd catch hands like this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good grip.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
If you knew how to. Being me, I would have to get up in that middle, you know. I didn't want that in.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that either. Did you ever have a game where you have a, like two lines, people, and they're holding hands like this, and somebody tries to run through the arms of the other people?
That was that flip over the river thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One side trying to get over to the other side.
Uh-huh.
They'd hold that line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then try to break through? Is that
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I played that. Much to my regret.
Yeah.
What else did you play?
Well, I did a lot of forest things. I was a ton of forest things. Skating and trying to go fishing with the boys, climbing trees.
Mm-hmm.
Junior commanders, and they didn't want us in, so my cousin and I decided to be nurses for the junior commanders.
What was that?
Well, it was during the war.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The boys, you know, they take little sticks and make their little guns out of wood and clothespin and a rubber band.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And somebody would get hurt. Well, we'd go and buy the candy.
Give
a piece of candy, about the peel.
Yeah, it was a cure, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, it wasn't a game, but it was one good, it was a toy for us, and that was, you probably never heard of it. It's bottle dolls.
Bottle dolls?
A bottle doll. What you would do is, you know, rope.
Yeah.
That you tie boxes up with, you know, grassy rope, burlap and stuff. Oh, you know, it's kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
And you take that and cut it just, you know, according to the length that we want it to be.
Uh-huh.
We'd find a carp or a real good round stick, and we'd push it off down into a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And that would be dog. That would be the dog.
Uh-huh.
And then a rope would be the hair.
Yeah. Did you pull it apart?
Yeah, pull it apart, wet it and comb it out.
Yeah.
And you could take a match stem and curl it. And some of the girls would put that grease on it, hair grease on it.
Is that right?
Beautiful.
Does that stuff curl when it's wet?
Oh, yeah. According to how long you made it, you know. And the bigger girls, they could take it and fix that stick up, and then you couldn't tell that there was a stick there. They could fix it up and look like almost like a hair of hair.
This is your grandmother or your great-grandmother?
Wait a minute, cut it off. That was my mother.
Okay, now which?
Great-grandmother.
Your great-great-great.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Three greats.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother on your, which side?
My mother's side.
Yeah. Okay, then what's her name?
Amanda. But they call her Mandy.
Uh-huh.
Mandy. Uh-huh. Mandy.
Yeah.
It's real funny.
She's
the one I tell you that would sit us, my brother and I, on the porch and have a singing, I come from Alabama with my banjo.
Oh yeah. That's the one.
It's real funny. Sit there with that cane at the right side of her. And he'd be on one side, I'd be on the other.
Yeah.